This is dictating on Kaylance, Kaye, Lance, Lance, L as in Lancy, Lancek, Kaye. Date of birth 8/6/55. Date of visit 8/7/25. Please make copy for Dr. Renato Alfonso, MD. Renato, R-E-N-A-T-O. Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O. Next paragraph. Dear Renato, thank you for sending. K. Lance for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This is tell us. This is a 70-year-old lady who has a prior history of atrial fibrillation, has been short of breath with activity, and has been on oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula for chronic hypoxic respiratory failure period. The patient has a long-standing history of smoking, a pack and a half per day, and has had a previous left lower lobe resection for lung CA. She also has obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP mask nightly. The patient has gained weight. She has some leg swelling and denies any calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of left lower lobectomy in 08 for non-small cell lung CA. And she also received chemotherapy postoperatively. She had surgery on her left ankle for a fracture and tonsillectomy as a child. She has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of chronic atrial fibrillation for over 2 years, and is on anticoagulation. She has obstructive sleep apnea and on CPAP nightly. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and tetracycline. Next, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 35 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Medalist included Aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Trilogy 100 micrograms, one puff daily, Cardizem ER 240 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, Lysix 40 milligrams daily, Hydralazine 100 milligrams BID, Losartan 50 milligrams daily, and Metoprolol 50 milligrams TID, and potassium 20 milliequivalents daily. Next paragraph. Let's see. System review of the patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. Denies urinary frequency or flank pains. She has dizzy attacks and known postnasal dip of hoarseness. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has easy bruising and she has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly female was alert and no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 60, respirations 18, temperature 97.8. Weight is 212, saturation 96. On O2. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supple with mild venous distension, trachea midline on thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diffuse wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor left, its cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2. Chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 4, history of non-small cell lung CA status post left lower lobectomy. Number 5, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Number 6 is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula. She will continue with Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff daily. And so the advised to get a chest x-ray, PA, and lateral. A copy of a recent pulmonary function study was requested. She will continue using prednisone 5 milligrams daily and cardizem ER 240 milligrams daily and Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Losartan 50 milligrams daily and Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID. The patient was advised to go for pulmonary rehab. Continue with CPAP nightly, and a copy of her sleep study will be requested. And a follow-up visit to be arranged. Can you also add the patient will also continue with diuretics, Lasix 40 milligrams a day, and Aldactone 25 milligrams daily. A follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Renato Alfonso, MD.